Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, then the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. And revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father, to say thank you for one more day. We want to say thank you for your grace, your mercies, your protection, your provisions, and your blessings over our lives as we slept and we slumber. And we say thank you, Father God, for ushering us into a brand new day, a day that you have made. And Father God, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great and your name is definitely greatly to be praised. We honor you on today, Father. As we come, we confess every sin of omission and commission, Father God, anywhere we have come short of your glory. And we bless you and we praise you, Father God, for everything. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have given unto us. Father, we do not know what the day holds, but we thank you that we know you, Father God, and you are the one who holds the day because you're the creator of the day, Father, and you have placed us in this day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we say thank you for your purposes, Father, and your divine will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father God. We thank you for all of the souls that are affected, all of the souls saved, Father God. Father God, we just want to bless you for the preaching and the teaching of your word that never returns unto you void. Thank you that we are saved by the word, kept by the word, changed by the word, Father God. We thank you for the eternal word reigning in our hearts. And so we bless you even right now. So, Father God, we place this day into your hands. Father, we embrace it. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, and as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. With Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we rejoice in this another day that the Lord has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name, which is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF. Amen. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. And it's always my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. If this is your first time with us, amen, please, please, please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming on back. Amen. We meet on this platform, amen, 7 days a week. We ask that you would visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And you are welcome. The first time we call you a visitor, and the second time we call you friend, we call you family. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. All right. One more day that the Lord has given unto us. Amen. And we are grateful for it. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our Wednesday night Bible study on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Hallelujah. For the word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, we want to thank God. Amen. For the participation also. Amen. Glory be to God and God's people participating. Amen. I mean that somebody is hearing, somebody is being moved. Amen. Somebody is being edified. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We talked about, amen, a life in the flesh last night. It's a hard life. It's a hard life when you're dominated by the flesh. Amen. But it's not God's will for us to live a hard life. It's not God's will for us to live a life dominated by the flesh. But he tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's God's will for us to live, amen, a light burden, amen. It is a burden in serving the Lord, but it should be a light burden, not a hard burden. He says the way of the transgressor is hard. And so we broke that down on last night, amen. The Holy Spirit broke that down. When I say we, I'm talking about he. Hey, you best believe I'm not taking no credit or no glory. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. I was laughing all day yesterday from our services on yesterday. Amen. We were sharing, amen, some funny experiences. Amen. I'm still laughing at myself. Amen. I'm still laughing at myself. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. All right. Today is another day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want to, amen, continue to move forward, amen, in the grace and the mercies of our Lord, amen. So, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, amen, and oh, Lord, amen, our Redeemer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Jude, beloved, amen. Jude is only one chapter, so I don't have to say the first chapter, the third chapter, the fourth chapter, the fifth chapter, because Jude is only one chapter, okay? Jude comes right before Revelation, amen. And it's only 25 verses long, amen. Read it, amen. You will be encouraged. There's a whole lot in here, amen. And as the Lord releases us, amen, we're going to take a night, amen, and Bible study night or however the Lord wants to do it and teach on this one chapter, because it talks about a whole lot in this one chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. It talks about sexual immorality. Amen. It talks about oral sex. It talks about a whole bunch of stuff in these little 25 verses. Amen. This morning, amen, I want us to focus in on, glory be to God. But this one is just for the sake of reading. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to... It's so good, so much. Let's just start reading at verse 16, amen. Just read down, amen, these few verses. And it reads as thus, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great, swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. But ye, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Ooh, my God, Jesus. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Ah, thank you, Father. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And of others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen and amen. Oh, we thank God for the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Just want to encourage your heart for a moment this morning. Amen. And if we had to choose a subject, amen, we would select, amen, amen, bringing somebody home. Bringing somebody home. Bringing somebody home. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity to share, Father, in your presence, in Jesus' name. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, amen, as we look in the 22nd verse, amen, glory be to God, and it reads as this, it says, and of some have compassion. Then it goes on in that same sentence, it is making a difference. Making a difference of some have compassion. Right off the bat, beloved, amen, Jude is letting us know, amen, that, amen, when compassion, amen, is ruling in our lives, amen, we can make a difference, amen. What the word is telling us right off the top, beloved, is that you, glory be to God, you, and we shared with you earlier of this week, amen, that God has need of you. You, ordinary you. Amen. God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Okay. What the world considers foolish, you know, nitwits and ignorant and dumb and come on now. And all the other terms that the world used to describe you as an individual, describe you as a class of people. Okay. The world considers that considers us foolish, but God said, but that's just who he will use, the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Why? Because when we say yes to the Lord, beloved, then God's spirit, amen, can lead us and guide us. And when we allow God to use us, we can make a difference, beloved, in somebody's life. And this is what God wants us to do, beloved, because let me tell you right now, it's not all about you. I know you want it to be. I know you wanted to be me. You know, you go to the Lord in prayer, me, my children, me, my money, my health, my family, my house, my car, my future, me. Beloved. And yes, it's good to pray for yourself. Glory be to God. But let's not get selfish with this thing because it's not all about you. Matter of fact, beloved, when we teach on the gifts, and we did a very intensive study on the gifts of the Spirit, glory be to God, and a little while ago, amen, and what we found out is even our gifts that the Holy Spirit distributes to us upon salvation is not for us. Your gifts is for the body of Christ. Now, baby, that's what you call love. Your gifts is for the body of Christ. And a lot of times, beloved, sometimes we are in different situations and trials, glory be to God, and guess what? And we can't figure out why we're in this and what happened. And sometimes that wasn't about you either. God put you in it to bring you through it, amen, to edify somebody else. Beloved, it's not about you. Amen, glory be to God. It's not all about, it is about you, but it's not all about you. Beloved, if you are burdened for someone who is not serving God the way that he or she used to, then it's time for you to do something about it. And most of us know somebody like that. Oh, they was on fire at one time. Oh, my God, they was the prayer warrior. Oh, my God, they was the first person in church. They was the volunteering. They was out there. They was doing it. They was getting it done. You can count on them. Do or die. They was going to be there. Glory be to God. You could know they was there. They was offering their support. They was offering their money. They were whatever you need. Glory be to God, and lifting up, I mean, just on fire for the Lord. Glory be to God. Huh? But something happened. Something happened. Glory be to God. Now they're in the background. Now they move from the front to the back. Now you can't find them no more. You can always, you ever notice, amen, the ones, amen, that come to church and they all up front and you know, and whatever they could do, singing on the choir, whatever, but now they come in late. Now they sitting in the back. They coming in late on purpose. And when they come, they don't sit in the front no more. They sit in the middle. Then the next Sunday, they sit closer to the door. Then they sitting in the back. Okay, the next thing you look around, they ain't out there no more. Anybody know anybody like that? I'm sure we all do. And some of us have been in the same situation. But beloved, worrying won't change a thing. But turning that worry into action can make a big difference in the outcome of that other person's life. What the scripture is telling us today, beloved, through the book of Jude, is that you, Y-O-U, put your name on the blank, Alfreda, I put my name in, you put your name in, you can make a difference in someone else's life. And that's what he is telling us, beloved. And he says it, and of some, verse 22, read it for yourself. And of some have compassion, making a difference. That word compassion, beloved. That word compassion, amen, refers to a deep-seated, unsettling emotions that a person feels when he has seen or heard something that is terribly sad or upsetting. I mean, just stir up your emotions. I mean, you know, it's just like, wow. And we see all throughout the scripture, amen, where Jesus had compassion on the folks. He had compassion because they were hungry. He had compassion because they were sick. He had compassion. See, it was the compassion that moved Jesus. Jesus moved with compassion. These are the kinds of emotions that well up inside of you, beloved, when they show us those TV commercials and you turn on Christian TV and you see the little babies. They want to show you the little babies with the big bellies, you know, bloated up bellies, and, you know, and they got flies flying all over them, and they're drinking dirty water. Come on, somebody. No food to eat, and mama sick, and daddy can't be found, and you know, got one leg, and we see it all the time, see? And what do? Amen. They're malnourished, not enough food to eat, starving. And so you might also feel these emotions, beloved, amen. You see somebody dying of terminal cancer. See, they're showing you on the news, amen, a family, amen, that's destitute, forced to live out in the streets because they don't have no food, they don't have no money, just got burned out. We think about all the fires that's taking place right now on the West Coast, and the floods taking place on the East Coast, COVID taking place everywhere. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, when we see these things, it's one thing to hear about them, amen, but when we see these things, amen, it moves us to, amen, compassion, amen. What can we do? Glory be to God. And what Jude's purpose, beloved, of using this word compassion is very plain. He is doing exactly what those television programs do. When they flash the pictures of the starving children with the bloated stomachs on the television screen in front of us. The producers of these programs show us these kinds of worst scenarios, and they are the worst scenarios. It is real. We can't deny that. But they want you to see it. They want you to see the pictures. You know why they want you to see the pictures? They want to stir you to action. I admit myself, I have adopted a couple of those children. Come on, CNN, this amount of money a month, and adopt this child, and it'll pay for, you know what I mean, 1 month's food and this and that. I think I got me a couple. And then they send you a picture of the child that you adopted. I got me a couple of them. Why? Because, beloved, it moves you to compassion. Somebody's starving. Somebody's hurting. Surely it's something that you can do. Beloved, these pictures of desperate misery from the third world countries are flashed in front of us while emotionally See, they got the music playing in the background. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They got the picture of the little sick baby with the big belly, one eye, flies all over the baby's head. Then they got the music in the background. Then they had the celebrity host on the program, you know, talking, you know, with a very urgent voice. Pick up your phone right now. Pick up your phone right now and call and call today and save the life of a child. Your $30 a month can do this. You know what I mean? Y'all know what they do. Glory be to God. These kind of television programs are designed to stir up the emotions. See, that feeling of pity. The producers of the programs realize, beloved, that simply stating a need verbally will never get the attention. They can't just tell you there's a need over here in Haiti, in Africa, in South Philadelphia. They just can't simply tell you that there's a need. Why? Because we're too mentally busy in today's society. So what they have to do is they have to show us a graphic of what's going on. Because they know that a picture speaks 1,000 words. And a picture is much more effective in arousing pity from our hearts. You got to show some pictures. You got to show some pictures. I was talking with some people over the weekend and going over the ministry's agenda and everything that I do. They said, but Pastor Bradford, do people know you do this? I said, I don't know. They said, you need to start taking pictures. If you taking them, if you need a photographer, you're out here in a community, serving in a community, serving in the heat. You're in and out the hospital, doing ministry. But don't nobody know you do it. They say you got to start taking pictures and posting that stuff on Facebook and social media and let people know, amen, that this is a ministry that cares and a ministry that serves. Because you know you do it, but they don't know you do it. And so they post these pictures on television, beloved, and glory be to God, amen, to stir up our emotions, amen, and to get us, amen, to move, to get us busy, to show us the graphics, to show us the pictures, knowing that the pictures are effective. Glory be to God. However, beloved, arousing pity is not the ultimate aim of these programs. These horrifying pictures, and I'm telling you, at one point I didn't even want to watch. Every time I see the children on TV, I just turn the channel. At one point, I didn't even want to see it, beloved, because it was just horrifying. I said, why they got to go there? And then they got the emotional musical background. See, all this designed to convince you to pick up your telephone, call the telephone number on the television screen and make a donation to help the cause and sponsor that organization. Beloved, this compulsion to act and to do something in the moment when pity is transformed into compassion. They want to transform your pity into compassion. And this is what they do, and it works. Because by itself, beloved, pity would simply feel sorry about the situation. If you just was pitiful, you say, oh, it's such a shame. It's such a shame they're suffering. It's such a shame they're homeless. It's such a shame. It's, you know, and we feel that, amen, but that's not enough. The pity doesn't move you to action. And nowhere in the Bible where it says Jesus pitied the people. But what the Bible says is Jesus had compassion on the people. Compassion cannot sit by and idly watch a scenario grow worse. When you're in compassion, beloved, compassion reaches out to act immediately and to do something about the situation. That's the difference between pity and compassion.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry they got burned out. I'm so sorry to hear this. I'm so sorry. Oh, what a shame. Oh, you're going to be all right. That's pity.
Compassion says, okay, what we got? What can we do? There's a GoFundMe over here. Let me drop some money up in there. What? They need some furniture. You know what? You know they can have this furniture. I got some furniture. What they need? Some clothes. What they need? Compassion gets you moving. Oh, they need a house. Okay, you know what? I got this house right here. You know, just sit. You know what? I was thinking about renting it out. You know what? They can come live over here. You know what I mean? Come live over here until things get better. Rent free. Beloved, it is unmistakably clear that Jude wants to elicit an emotional response for his readers. He wants them to graphically see and understand the seriousness of believers who have backslid into a life of sin and disobedience. We read here, beloved, where Jude wants his readers to feel for these critical, ill spiritual patients. When a person has backslidden, saints, they are spiritually ill. They're sick. They was well, but they became ill. He wants us to have compassion on the ill, compassion on the backslidden. Don't just let them go to hell. He said, if some have compassion, making the difference. In fact, he wants them to feel their condition so intensely. Glory be to God. He said, have some compassion. Take pity. Turn your pity into action. Oh, they was doing so well. I'm just so sorry they left the Lord. I'm so sorry they gave up. I'm so sorry there's no, I'm just so sorry. No, turn that into action. You see, beloved, when genuine compassion begins to flow from your heart, you cannot sit idly by and just simply feel sorry about a person's situation. Because real compassion say, I have to get up and do something about this. Come on, tell yourself this morning, beloved. Said, you know what? I got to get up. We got to do something about this. I got to do something about this. Saints, what can we do? Pastor, what can we do? Can we put some ideas on the table? Come on, let's pray. What can we do about this? That's compassion, beloved. That's the spirit that Jesus lived in. Jesus was a doer. Jesus was a doer. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. He got in where the Holy Ghost fit him in. He got in where he fitted in, and he made a difference. Beloved, well, guess what? The Holy Spirit is calling on you and me to do the same. Because Jude uses the word compassion, beloved, he is telling us that the spiritual condition of a backslidden believer is just as real and just as serious as the plight of a starving child. The state of a backslidden believer, beloved, is just as serious as the plight of a dying man or dying woman or a family that is in destitution. If you will allow the love of God to flow through you, beloved, it won't be long until compassion for these backslidden believers begins to flow, glory be to God, from you to them. Then you will be compelled to see them set free from their bondage. You want to see them free. You don't want to see them like entangled in the yoke. You don't want to see that. You have compassion for them. Because one thing about backsliding, beloved, when you go back, you don't fall back into the same sin. It gets worse. You fall back into a worse state. See, now they're doing things they never did. Even, you know what I mean? They're doing things they never did. They're not picking up where they left off as a sinner. They're worse now. The compulsion is the activity of compassion. Now, you might think this. You might say, well, you know what, boy, Pastor? You know, those they knew better. They knew better. And that all they had to do was stay faithful in their walk with the Lord, and they wouldn't be in this mess they're in right now. I mean, after all, it's their fault. They're in trouble. Well, you know what? And you would be correct. The answer is yes. They are to blame for their condition. However, beloved, consider this. Wouldn't you have compassion on a homosexual who contracted AIDS due to their own illicit sexual activity? Although their own actions got them into that mess, wouldn't it still grab hold of your heart when you saw his body wasting with AIDS? Wouldn't that helpless condition make you wish, beloved, amen, that there was a cure, that there was some help, amen, for this person, even though it was their own decision to live that lifestyle? Wouldn't you still have compassion on that person? But in the same way, beloved, even though a sinning believer may have gotten himself into trouble because of his own actions, we must not therefore shut off the flow of God's mercy that resides within us. Believers who have become spiritually deceived need a touch of God's power more than ever before. More than ever. And I'm telling you, I'm just waiting on God to give me the next step of instructions. We need the power. We need the revival. We it's time to come together, you know, in the physical, amen. So if we got to put your masks on, whatever, amen. But we have to come together, amen. Glory be to God. We need that second touch. We need that revival. We need that old-fashioned Holy Ghost, Catherine Kuhlman type of revival. We need it, beloved. Glory be to God. We need that second touch, and especially believers who have been deceived. Spiritually deceived. Satan got in. He tricked them. Glory be to God. They fell, and they didn't get up. They haven't gotten up yet and didn't get up. Don't look like they're going to get up. Therefore, beloved, we cannot let the enemy sow hard-heartedness in our hearts toward people who have become spiritually ill or backslidden. Their plight is very serious, and they need our help and prayers of intercession. They need our help and prayers of intercession. Y'all know my story. I shared my story with you. Glory be to God. When I was in a backslidden state. All right. We're going back about 23 years now. All right. Backslidden state. But guess what? Thank God for Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield and her prayer partners. Thank God for her Wednesday noonday prayer. And guess who was one of the main people, amen, that they was praying for? Me. They could have said Pastor Bradford. Well, I wasn't no pastor at that time, but they could have said Evangelist Bradford know better. And she know better. Now, she want to go out there and live like that, just shoot. Let her go. Do you want to lead Jesus? Well, I didn't lead Jesus. Amen. I was just trying to have Jesus and this. Jesus and that. Huh? But she know better. No, they didn't do that. They had compassion. And they went into prayer. They went into intercession. And they stayed there until I came home. Until I came home. Beloved, I'm saying it's time to bring somebody home today. It's time to bring somebody home. Beloved, if you know people who fit this description, it's time for you to let the supernatural compassion of Jesus Christ begin to flow out of your heart toward them. These error-ridden believers need a divine touch from God that will open their eyes. They've been blinded to the truth. Glory be, they've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and they need to come back to the Lord. They've turned their back on him. They gave up hope. They got tired of waiting. Whatever the scenario, beloved, they need to come back home. Now, you've been gone too long. It's time to come back home. Glory be to God. And by releasing a flow of this supernatural force toward them, beloved, you could set in motion the very deliverance that these individuals need from the powers of darkness, the power that bind their soul, that power that has them in deception, keeping them in deception. You could be the one to bring the lift. Didn't he say, and some have compassion making a difference? You can make a difference in somebody's life. You, somebody that is in darkness, God can use you if you would stir up your compassion and do what the Lord will have you to do, to reach out to this individual, amen, to turn them around from death to life, from darkness to light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus did. Glory be to God. If you pray for them, if you love them in spite of their backslidden condition, glory be to God. And be available to do whatever the Lord is telling you to do, amen, pertaining to this person, because they're sick. Yeah, we know they made the decision to go back, but that's the confirmation that they're sick. They're sick. Glory be to God. And this is why Jude urges us, beloved, to release this deliverance flow of compassion. He tells us, and of some have compassion. And of some have compassion. Well, which ones? The Holy Spirit will lead you. Now, some of them so far out there, they reprobate. When they reprobate, that means God has removed his hands off of them. If God has removed his hands off of them, ain't nothing you can do for them. Ain't nothing you could, if God has given them up, it's nothing you could do for them. See? But you don't know which ones they are until the Lord tell you. That's why he says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. Oh, beloved, what a blessing to be, amen, to be the one that makes a difference. We talk about Jesus making a difference in our lives. What a blessing, amen, when God uses you, amen, hallelujah, to be the game changer, to be, amen, to be the testimony, to be, amen, when that person comes back, amen, they can say thank God for such and such. The same way I give, amen, Pastor Westfield, thank God for Pastor Westfield and her prayer partners that made a difference. Because I'm telling you, beloved, if they wasn't interceding and praying for me, chances are you would never know me on the level that you know me today. You wouldn't have known me as Pastor Bradford. See,
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, amen, the way the devil was after me, amen, all the doors is open, and I'm sure I've probably been in the graveyard or some crazy house or somewhere. There ain't no telling where I would be right by now if the devil had his way. Because that's the direction that I was headed. Slowly, 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 slowly. So, beloved, this morning, glory be to God. Allow the Spirit to stir up that compassion in you. This kind of compassion, beloved, is a mighty force that reaches out, even in the flames of judgment, to snatch people from destruction. This type of compassion that we're talking about is the kind of compassion. You see, you hear stories when people will run into a burning house to save somebody. The house on fire. I mean, it's coming out of every window. I mean, it's a, but somebody in there. But if you go in there, you might not make it out. But somebody's in there. And compassion stirs that individual up to say, I'm going in to get them. That's what Jesus did. And this is what Jude is causing and challenging us to do today. Come on and snatch somebody out. Somebody needs help. They don't know how to get out by themselves. They can't see their way. They're in the midst of the fire. They can't see the exit door. Somebody needs help. So somebody needs help. They're crying out for help. They just don't know what to do. They don't even know how they got in the fire in the first place. They don't even know how they got here. Beloved, why not open the bowels of your heart and allow this supernatural flow of compassion to start flowing through you today? Just think about this, beloved. Just think about this. By opening your heart and letting compassion flow through you towards, you could be the very one that God uses to bring these people back home again. To bring these people back home again. Beloved, I know some people put a smile on their face when they get their pet back. They happy because they got the dog back. They happy because they got the cat back. Imagine the feeling, beloved, and what it would do for God's kingdom to allow him to use you to bring a soul back. I'm bringing you back home, bro. Sister, come on. We coming back home today. Amen. Come on. Let's go. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, bring somebody home. Sincere compassion can make a difference to help turn somebody around. But the question is this, do you care enough? Do you care enough? That's the question. Do you care enough? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, please forgive us for being hard-hearted. Please forgive us for being condemning and judgmental towards people who have needed our prayers and our intercession. Instead of wasting all of our time judging them, Father, we could have been praying for them. Now we see our mistake, and we truly repent for it. Starting today, Father, we pledge to change our attitude, to open our heart and let the compassion of Jesus Christ flow through us, Father, to set their deliverance in motion. Let your compassion begin flowing through us today, Father.
And we say thank you and we bless you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen. Amen. And amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. Oh, I can touch the hem of his garment. And his blood has made me whole. Amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the spirit of compassion, beloved. Amen. My children would have been motherless right now. And I wouldn't have known my grandchildren. Amen. If somebody had not interceded with the spirit of compassion for me when I was in a weak state. And we all have, you're either going into it, you're already into it, or you're coming out. We all have been in the same place at different times, beloved. It's a circle of life. It's a journey of life. Nobody's strong all the time. Nobody's weak all the time. See? But when we are weak, then we're strong. We all have failed. You're a liar if you say you never fell. You have never sinned. You have never come short. You're a liar. Say, 1 John tells you you're a liar. See? It's so easy to beat up other people. It's so easy to judge other people. But it seems to be so difficult to love people. And that's a challenge that we're all faced with. Sincere compassion. The same type of compassion that Jesus had. The type of compassion that makes a difference. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints. Today, what are the announcements today? We're going to be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9. 12 and then back at 9. This is the Friday night. Amen for our Friday night prayer. I believe it is. These days go so quick. Amen. Okay, Friday night at 10 p.m. Glory be to God. I'm talking to the Lord about some things, beloved. I'm talking to the Lord about some things. Amen. No. Let me put it a different way. The Lord is speaking to me about some things, and I'm just trying to get some clarity on it. Amen. Glory be to God. But we'll be making the announcements. Amen. In the proper time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because if we, it's a lot of things we could do. It's a lot of things we could do. But you know what? If we only met one time a day at 12 o'clock, so we need the 9 o'clock prayer. But you people only come to prayer when they're available to come anyhow. You know what? So, amen, we're going to keep the call open. And if we got one person, two people on the line, or if we got 20 people on the line, I figure this way, talking to the Lord, if we start making some modifications, people only going to come when they want to come anyhow. Amen, or when they're available to come. So, but we're still going to be making some modifications as soon as the Lord amen. Give me the green light. All right. That is it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thanks. Amen. Let us pray and ask God, who can we bring home today? Who can we bring? When's the last time you took 30 minutes or an hour or your whole prayer time and prayed just for somebody? Didn't mention your name, didn't mention your needs, didn't mention your family. When's the last time you went into prayer and interceded just for somebody? When's the last time? Tell truth. Tell truth. Help us, Father. All right. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Everybody have a good day. It's supposed to be a hot one. Amen. Glory be to God. Stay, drink a lot of liquids. Amen. And think cool and turn your fan on, turn your air on. And amen. And let the Lord lead you. Amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you for the service on today. We thank you for the word that will not return unto you void, Father God. Father God, we know that you have saved us to make a difference. You're making a difference in our life, and Father God, your power and your compassion in us, Father God, is to make a difference in somebody else's life, and we just want to say thank you for using us, Father. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Glory be to God. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, premature death. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Father, meet us at the altar today. Anoint the prayer warriors as they serve at the 12 o'clock and at the 9 o'clock hour. Father, and we say thank you and we bless you so much. We bless you for blessing us, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name. Father, we pray for all the backsliders. We backslide in our mind mentally before we get there physically. When a person is actually backslidden physically, that they backslid a long time ago. Because it starts with our thoughts. Then our thoughts lead us to our actions. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are in a backslidden position because mentally they're ill. Father God, may they find recovery. Give them a stir them up. Bring them back home, Father God. Give them a will. Give them a desire to be with you, Father God. God, especially with the church doors being closed, which should not be an excuse. They use that as an excuse, Father God. If the church doors never open back up again, that should not have anything to do with our position in you. But all these excuses, Father God, and not one of them is legitimate, but nevertheless, Father, we pray for everyone that's in a lukewarm, backslidden, carnal condition. And Father, we pray that you would give them a will to come on back home. And whatever we can do, Father, whatever compassion we can show to this person when the prayer is over, show us, Father. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power. Both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you. And the Lord give you peace. Amen, amen, amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. The glory be to God and see who you can bring home today. Amen. And let God get the glory. Amen. God bless you.
Yo, MVP! Let's go!
Never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. Where the peace and love are.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessings, thanks, amen. Let us go out and bring somebody home today. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. My pleasure. Amen to serve you. Blessings.